Welcome to the Quantum News Daily Brief. Here are today's top stories in quantum technology. Qisheng Wang, from Shanghai Jiao Tong University, and colleagues have achieved a key advancement in estimating the fidelity of an unknown quantum state to a known reference state. The new method achieves a sample complexity of OR2/VARE2 with optimal dependence on the error $\VARE$ for a reference state of rank $or. This improvement over previous bounds, alongside a corresponding lower bound of OMR/VARE2, has implications for quantum query complexity and enables more efficient tolerant quantum state certification, building upon existing exact certification methods. Next story, a new approach to tackling readout errors, a key limitation in current quantum computers, has been developed by Yuchen Guo and Shuo Yang at Tsinghua University, in collaboration with Frontier Science Center for Quantum Information and Hefei National Laboratory. Guo and colleagues present a tensor network framework that accurately models correlated readout errors as a matrix product operator, offering a sharp improvement over existing methods which assume these errors are independent. Next story, the Entropy 2026 conference, the third edition organized by MDPI's Entropy Journal, took place from July 1 to 3, 2026, in Barcelona, Spain. It featured sessions on quantum information, quantum computing, complex systems, statistical physics, thermodynamics, and AI applications, with nearly 20 keynote presentations from leading researchers. Over 200 participants from institutions including the University of Cambridge, Princeton University, and Eindhoven University of Technology attended, presenting more than 100 accepted submissions. The event included poster sessions, networking opportunities, an award ceremony, and a closing banquet, and was described as a wonderful success. Next story, UCF physicist receives Orao Award to stabilize superconducting circuits via topological mechanical braiding, an early career research initiative led by assistant professor of physics Han Zhao at the University of Central Florida, UCF, is exploring an alternative method for fault-tolerant quantum computing by utilizing nanomechanical resonators to protect delicate quantum logic operations. Supported by the Oak Ridge Associated Universities, ORAU, Ralph E. Pau Jr. Faculty Enhancement Award under Award No. FP00012463, the project bypasses the heavy hardware overhead of traditional quantum error correction, QEC, schemes. Next story, researchers at Texas A&M University, alongside collaborators at Universidad Andres Bello, have presented two novel extensions to many-body Green's function theory, designated CSGF2 and LFGF2, designed to calculate the ground state energies of strongly coupled light-matter molecular systems. These methods incorporate electron-boson couplings, enabling a more accurate description of molecular behavior when interacting strongly with electromagnetic radiation. The work represents a significant step forward in ab initio molecular quantum electrodynamics, potentially facilitating more precise modeling of complex chemical processes and materials. That's your Quantum News Daily Brief. Stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.